We have another 30 seconds. That's kind of like pleasing. I told Rabbi Berger that he should be ready for the Siyum, which should be 4 to 5 weeks after Hanukkah of Seder Nashim.
Are you speaking?
I have no idea. I prepared my drush already. It's all prepared. Okay, Dr. Gamal, I can't wait, please. The Kayan Gadol Ben Nazir. Question was, who goes Matanda first? When there's a Kayan Gadol Ben Nazir. Because of Badi Adadi, when they're walking together. Everybody agrees that each one by themselves could be Matame. Not immediately, what is the source? Now, the first Mandi Amar is going to be Rabbi Shmuel. So, I call it Rabbi Shmuel Shita. And I've called Nachshus Meis, Hoyavoy, Samakas Medaber. This is written by Kayan Gadol. By Kayan Gadol, it says, Konapshus Meis, Hoyavoy. What is it talking about? Iber Chaykim Kalbachaymer. Truth is, we didn't need the word Kalbachaymer. He is a Kayan Hedjah. But the Gemara likes to say stronger to Kalbachaymer. Right? Ma Kayan Hedjah to Matamel Lekray, Bemena Matamel Lekaykim. A Kayan Hedjah is allowed to be Matamel to relatives, but he can't be Matame to non-relatives. Kayan Gadol Shayna Matamel Lekray, Bemena Din Shayna Matamel Lekaykim. So for sure, Kayan Gadol is banned from Kraybim, from Kraykim. So what is this Pasuk? Ella b'krayv makas medaber. So I'll call Napshus mates means all relatives. So why did the Tzarei say l'abiv l'imai? Those are the only two mentioned by Kayan Gadol. The answer is l'abiv l'imai matam l'imai smitzah. L'imai? What do I need l'imai? The Tzarei shavar. Bishmal does not agree to the concept that l'abiv l'imai would be different. If it says l'abiv, I would say imai is different. If it says l'imai, I would say abiv is different. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't agree to that. To him, La'abiv means all relatives. Lehimai means all relatives. And therefore, why did the Torah have to say it? They already said, I call Navshus Meis L'Yavai. So La'abiv is to say, father, but not somebody else. That somebody else is a Meis Mitzvah. And Lehimai is to be available for Gzei Rishava. What do I need Gzei Rishava for? Look at the Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe, Eimer. Rabbi Nazir, it says, B'maitzam. Extra word. The Talmud B'maitzam ain't a matam of matam of l'nigam l'zavasam. He can touch a mitzayra. And he can sit on a chair that is up sat on. Yes?
It's not the mother and father.
Nega and Ziv has nothing to do with mother and father. Anybody. He can be matamah to that. The Maisam says don't be matamah to people when they're dead, but when they're alive, there's no answer.
You don't look at the word.
First of all, it's written over there. No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Matamah the nigga was the one. Ain't Leo Benazir. That says Benazir became God will be Nayan. The word imay is extra, which are kavuchaymer. We're going to make a kavuchaymer to prove that the truth is you don't even need a kavuchaymer. But the Gemara likes to make a kavuchaymer. And that's to show you that paternal relatives are closer than maternal relatives. A kain hedjet is allowed to be matame to his paternal brother. Ain't kain gadol matame liyavet, but a kain gadol can't be matame to his father, who is closer than a paternal brother. So, cannot be matame to a maternal brother only. So therefore, mufna. Therefore, imay is an extra word to be available. The word hakish doesn't mean hekish here. It means to open up the door for gzeir shava. Just like Benazir, we say the Torah only banned Tumas Meis, not Tumas Negan, Tumas Zivus. He can touch those things. He can sit on an avatuma, a chair of a zav is an avatuma, right? That's the thing. Ask the Kain Gadol. So we took care of Kain Gadol. We found a pasuk that says a Kain Gadol can be matame to a Meis Mitzvah. Nazir Minalam. How do I know Nazir can be matame to a Meis Mitzvah? Natanya. The truth is, the Gemara could have said Gzei Rishava. Imai to Imai tells me, just like a Kain Gadol can be matame to a Meis Mitzvah, so can a Nazir. But the Gemara would rather that each one have it beferish by themselves.
Was for.
You can learn Gzeir Shavah of a million things. One thing, Gzeir Shavah is a highway that's open.
Well, they gave you the Gzeir Shavah,
they didn't
tell you
what it was. No, they didn't tell you what it's for. It said, make Gzeir Shavah, learn out as much as you can learn out. And Gzeir Shavah Lamechza. You learn out whatever, unless the Torah said the Pharisee Rakert, learn it out. So you could have learned out that a Nazir is Matamat Amei Smitsu with a Gzeir Shavah. But the Gemara would rather that it find the pasuk by Nazir itself. So the Gemara looks for the pasuk by Nazir itself. Natalia, call you may have given Hashem al nefesh may slayavoy. Now, the word nefesh, according to Mishmol, shemei ali, afilu nefesh behemu b'mashma. If he holds nefesh can include an animal. So it would be usher for another to be metamit for the veila. Kinyan shenemer, makin nefesh behemu. Talmud Leimer, that's why it says, al nefesh may slayavoy. And then behemu is never called a nefesh may. It's called may. It's called nefesh. But it's never called together. Right, there's a noise on the background there. Menevis other my cousin Medaber is talking about Menevis other. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer ain't a tzarach. Rabbi Shmuel says I don't need to have that pasuk because it says lo yavoy or Leimer lo yavoy. I would exclude mace behema from the word lo yavoy. Menavshus hametamis bebi our cousin Medaber. Just don't go into the room. Animals are not metame bayo, right? Period. So the truth is, Rabbi Shmuel just argues whether you would think nefesh means behemoth or not. But the bottom line is, he doesn't make an extra drasha from nafshes meis. To him, it's one drasha. Nafshes meis, don't be metame to relatives. That's what nafshes meis comes and tells me, right? I'm sorry, don't be metame. Nazar can't be metame. Doesn't say anything about relatives or non-relatives. Nafshes meis is a nazar can't be metame to people. Now, you could say it's only non-relatives, but we're not finished Rabbi Shmuel yet. Lo'aviv, lo'imai, ain't a matama. I'm matama who l'meis mitzvah. Now, lo'aviv lo'imai, to tell me it's matama to meis mitzvah. The Gemara is going to explain this as it goes along. How does lo'aviv lo'imai, why both things? The Gemara is going to explain. This is Rabbi Shmuel talking. I'm matama who l'meis mitzvah. Actually, I'm a yeshlu b'din. I could learn it out logically. Ma kohen gadol shekedusha asa kedusha saylo. Ma adcha kohen gadol who's a permanent kedusha. Matama l'meis mitzvah. Isn't he a lower level kedusha? Right. In one aspect, the kohen gadol is stricter, and the other aspect, we see another is stricter. Kohen gadol becomes tummy, doesn't bring the carbon. Tummy benazir she may be carbon al tamasai. He brings the carbon. So therefore, logic won't work. Maybe carbon al tamasai li tama l'meis mitzvah. Maybe he's stricter. Tama d'aymer l'avim li'ma lo yitama, avim metama l'meis mitzvah. Fret the Gemara, who says, now the Gemara comes up with a svara that we might want to restrict relatives more than non-relatives. And the Rishayim say the svara is because there's more tsar and we want to save the nazir from tsar. The answer is we see not that way. Markoid had to matama l'kroiv and made him matama l'shar meisim. So we're more concerned about being matama to non-relatives than to relatives. We see that from Kohen Gadol. Nazir she'ena matama l'kroiv ain't additionally matama l'shar meisim. Okay, again, we still don't know what Rav Elimai taught me. Oh, the Brisa said, Rav Elimai teaches me. How, what, when, and where, to be explained.
Why is it what Rabbi just said is not the answer? Rav Elimai, who?
Well, you're going to see that the Gemara takes that apart and shows that it doesn't work exactly the way it's written. We're not finished yet.
If you hear that, we're not here to criticize.
Okay, right there. That's the Gemara right there. Actually, I am a yesli b'din. Again, Nemer Klolos B'Kohen Gadol. It says by Kohen Gadol the word Alkol, right? Nefesh Meis. By Nazir it says Alkol Nefesh Meis. And by Kohen Gadol it says, what does it say by Kohen Gadol? Alkol Nefesh Meis Le'Yavoy. Ma Klolos Amurz B'Kohen Gadol Lovin Matam Le'Meis Mitzvah. Ma Klolos Amurz B'Nazir Lovin Matam Le'Meis Mitzvah. Why don't I learn it out from a comparison, Kohen Gadol and Nazir, from the word Kol? I clash with Derek Zoo because the answer is you can go a different way. Never close the kind head that the nefesh lay time of bomb of, but never close the nuzzer. My clothes are worse the kind head that the time of love it, my clothes are worse the nuzzer, the time of love it. Time of love and love and leave lay time of, hello, make lips of the time. Now, here the Gemara starts asking questions. Wonderful. The bottom line is you have love and leave my that tells me make mitzvah. But the problem is, I need love if the tell me came in the time of relatives. Because I'm called nefesh makes lay of it might be non relatives. So how does we know relatives? So the Gemara, me boy, let me time to love it. We need it for, you can't learn Meis Mitzvah, yes. It has to tell me no relatives. Lo'aviv is a necessary psukim for the gufe. I'll never Meis Le'yavoy means no me time to non-relatives. How do I know relatives? I need lo'aviv. So how can I darshan Meis Mitzvah?
And how was Kohen Gadol different? How did you
know? Because there is, I knew non-relatives from Kohen Hedger. I really knew that. So I entered the parsha of Kohen Gadol with half the equation taken care of. So I only need it to fool relatives. But by saying nazir, I'm entering at ground zero.
Is there a kol there? Does it say kol nafri?
Where?
By nazir?
I don't have the psukim on my side, and I don't have a chumash open. By nazir, it says, al nefesh meis v'yave, I think it says. I don't think it says the word kol. The Rush quotes the pasuk as al kol nefesh meis. But I honestly think it just says on that which makes me up. I don't remember. I don't have a part of it.
Why would that only be Rehokim?
I'm sorry?
Why would that mean only Rehokim, not relatives, and not included?
Because relatives are treated differently. We see that from Klein Hedges. It says, when Nefesh lay Tam Abamov. And then we say to him.
And going to the bigger kedusha.
I didn't say bigger or lesser.
Each other.
And for the Gemara. Talmud Lamer, Dr. Gemara, we needed the Talmud Shem Talmud. Dr. You're right. And that takes care of all relatives. The Bishmol does not differentiate between different relatives. Abim says he came in Matamah to his father, and that concludes paternal, maternal, the whole business. We bring in a new pasuk now. We're skipping Le'imai. We're skipping Le'imai because we want Le'imai L'Zeri Shavu L'Zerebi. If you want Lima to be available, so it's available on both sides, which is the highest level of Zeri Shava. So Rebbe to tell me, you can be Matame, Tidna Genega and Zivas. Vachaisai. So once you die, Shin Lahabib Lima Lahachiv, Abib to tell me no relatives, Achiv to tell me yes, Mace Mitzvah, Ima for Zeri Shava, so Vachaisai for what? Look at Tanya, the Tanya Achaisai Mount Tamil Lemer, Shalach Lishka to Spitzka Vilamos Benai, Vishama Shemesh Lemay. I would think that he stops going for Pesach. I'm at Lo Yitama, not for a relative. Yochel Lo Yitama L'meis Mitzvah. Tamid Loim L'Achoytzai. L'Achoytzai L'Metamid L'meis Mitzvah Metamid. And this is a shot when you have an extra Pasuk, you use it where you need it. This is, the Pasuk is not talking about Kavim Pesach. Not talking about Mila, it's talking about Nazir. But we take the extra word and we apply it over there. This is Rabbi Shmuel's shot.
So random.
That's Chazal's ability to darshan a Pasuk where it's needed. Rabbi Gibeimer, Nafshai is Eilu Rechaikim. It's supposed to be Nefesh. Nefesh Eilu Rechaikim. Nefesh itself tells me Rechaikim. And therefore, I don't need Lo'aviv to tell me that you came in the time for Kraibim, because Mace Eilu Kraibim. Because Mace tells me Kraibim. Right? Lo'aviv Lima in a Matama, but Matama Lemace Mitzvah, and as the Gemara will explain later, Rabbi Kiba needs both Sukkim for that. He needs both Sukkim for Mace Mitzvah, and the Gemara is going to explain why. Lo'aviv, extra pasuk, Shemay Kain God, who Nazir, he's both. Lachavin Matama Matama Lemais Mitzvah. Lachoytsoi, Kedetanya. Harishai Lach Lishim Tos Pesach Olam Mos Benai. He was going to Shech Tos Pesach or do Mila. Same thing as we said before. Practicing my Lord Bekiba, Zeri Shabbat, the Rebbe Minolai. Where did you know that Zeri Shabbat? Because he needs Le'imai. He needs Le'imai because he said, I need Le'amibu Le'imai together for Meis Mitzvah. One won't do the trick. Amalach, even though I'm a man, my kind of God will be Nazir, I have been a time of the Mace Mitzvah, Mali Klein God will hood and Mali Nazir be Klein God. I don't need the plastic by Klein God, because if a Nazir Klein God will give him a time, for sure, a Klein God by himself. That opens up Emai by Klein God. So it's open on one side. It's available on one side. Emai by Klein God is not necessary, because I don't even need other by Klein Gadol. I can learn it out from the fact that Klein Gadol and Nazir together can be Matam of the Meis Mitzvah. That means each one by himself can also be Matam of the Meis Mitzvah. So now I have two Sukkim extra by Klein Gadol, other than Emai. But as the Gemara will say later, to Rabbi Kiva, you can't say just one. Because if we say just one, we see a red flag about the other. So every time it says L'Aviv, it has to say L'Emai. So really, the two become one. And they're there for Xeri Sheva. I'm sorry?
Because one's more certain?
Or because one is more incorrelative. The Gemara is going to say two svaras later on. We haven't got to get there yet. But Rabbi Kiva says one doesn't do the trick. You need both. So according to him, I don't need any Sukkim by Kohen Gadol for Meis Mitzvah. I learned it from L'Achiv by Nazir. So therefore, both of them are really available for Xeri Sheva. I only need one word to be Xeri Sheva, but really they're both extra. But one can't do the trick. Or the Bishmol, Kain Gadol, who does it mean Alei. Going to Bishmol, who dies in the Pasuk of Achiv to tell me Meis Mitzvah, right? Because he didn't dash in Nafshai, Smeis, Nefesh, Smeis, for Kraipim. He's actually Nefesh Meis for Rechaikim. So he needed Aviv to tell me no relatives. So the Achiv told me, yes, Meis Mitzvah. So he has no pasuk for a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. So how does he know that a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir would be Metameh? And for the Gemara, even the Shaira Kamal Chadlam Gabi Meis Mitzvah, Ma'ad Chadlam, Ma'ad Trelam, Miotu Tosvara. If the Torah allows Kohen Gadol and the Torah allows Nazir, the two together would make a difference. Does the Gemara allow Chaitzai, Lamali? Why do I need a Chaitzai? Once you see that Meis Mitzvah is Daicha, Kohen Gadol is Daicha Nazir, why would I think Korban Pesach is any different? Don't think tomorrow, Sakadai to Kamina, Kishai Rahman of the Meis Mitzvah, Nazir, Kohen Gadol is a love you. It's only a love. Have a Mila Pesach with Chorus, while you time of the Meis Mitzvah, come on, Shmallah. That's both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva. Loishna Kohen Gadol Hudei, Loishna Kohen Gadol Hu Nazir, Natsukim Alachiv. He learns everything out of Lachiv. So why by Kohen Gadol did it say love of Lima? That the Gemara Tzvichi. We don't need a pasuk for Meis Mitzvah.
What does that like mean?
Doesn't make a difference whether he's both or one. That was what Rebbe Akiva said. If not, Kohen Gadol can be Metame, for sure Kohen Gadol by himself.
So
love of Lima, you're extra.
So what does he just say from Lachit?
That's how we know Kohen Gadol Nazir. That's how we know Kohen Gadol, according to Rebbe Akiva. If Kohen Gadol Nazir, it means each one by himself also. One by itself wouldn't do a trick. Because I would say only Aviv he's not Metame, because it's not 100% sure. Aviv Imai, the other I'd say, Letamela. Aviv would mean, not Aviv, but yes, Imai. Which Rabbi Shmuel doesn't agree to that svara, because Rachman Imai have Amina Imeloi Metamelot Belav Asosara Basro. She's not the main relative, the genetics, the heredity, whatever you want to call it. The Yichus doesn't go by her. I will love you. Keep them in Mazlum Shleisim Beis Avaytzam. Amel Letamelot. Kamash Malani Aviv and Imai. So therefore, Aviv and Imai are necessary by Kohen Gadol, because I need it for Gzeirah Shavah. I only need one word for Gzeirah Shavah. No, I need two to Gzeirah Shavah. Because one would be no Gzeirah Shavah. One would be to tell me that the other one is Mutter. So I need both. So Aviv and Ima is a package deal. And it's not, both of them are not necessary by Kohen Gadol, just for Gzeirah Shavah. Just for Gzeirah Shavah. By Nazir, the Rosh means Tub Shavah.
Didn't Abba say
Israel
becoming
Tavit
for our father?
I did not hear what you just said.
Doesn't Abba mean
Israel
becoming
Tavit
for his father?
I'm just going to hear you. Doesn't Abba
what? I mean, Tavit for a father.
We know it already from the other. It says Nefesh Meis. Nefesh are so Christ. By Kohen Gadol, it says Nefesh Meis. It means Kraivim. Kraivim means everybody. I don't need by Kohen Gadol a pasuk to say no father. That's by Nazir I needed that. By, according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Akiva, I didn't need it by Nazir either, because he learned Meis Elu HaKraivim. Now, the question is now, according to Rabbi Akiva, I only have one pasuk available, the Pesukim by Kohen Gadol, love of Limai. They're available for Gzeirah Shavah. By Nazir, I don't have it available. If I needed love by Nazir, according to Rabbi Akiva, to teach me the Heter Meis Mitzvah, because I wouldn't be able to jump to Nazir Kohen Gadol if I didn't have a pasuk for Nazir first. Right? And Le'imai, according to Mishra Kiva, because Le'imai is a package deal. So I only have it available by one side. So the Rosh brings Tubshatim. Either it's not only available on one side, and Rabbi Kiva holds Gzeirah Shavah available on one side is an unassailable Gzeirah Shavah. Or Dr. Rosh, the ones the Torah told me by Kohen Gadol, right, that Aviv and Imai are the same by writing both, then I wouldn't say this Svara by Nazir, Aviv and Imai not, different. So therefore, it opens up one of the Pesukim. Again, once the Torah revealed by me, by Nazir, by Kohen Gadol, don't differentiate between Aviv and Imai. Don't say your Svara that you said over here, maybe Aviv yes, maybe Imai yes, and not the other.
Both for the Gzeirah Shavah.
What?
You need both.
I only needed both for the Gzeirah Shavah because one would have misled me.
Right.
But once I know by Kohen Gadol that it's not different, because the Torah wrote both for Gzeirah Shavah, so by Nazir, logic tells me they're not different. So I don't need Lavi Vlimai to tell me Meis Mitzvah. I would have said Lavi by itself, and I wouldn't have differentiated between Avim and Imai. I learned from Kohen Gadol not to differentiate. So it makes Nazir available also. That's the second Svara in the Rash.
Isn't that like basically circular logic?
Why?
Using the Zer Shava before you have it?
Again. The question is Avim and Imai, is one pasuk available by Nazir? Is there an extra word there?
By Nazir?
By Nazir. Why did he need both? Because one would have been my the other.
Right.
But once by Kohen Gadol I see it's not true, because the Torah wrote both. Well, that's why he had to have both there, because he knows Kroivim already. That's the Gemara Vayitra. I'll call Napshus Mace Loyabili Omili. What is I'll call Napshus Mace? I'll call Lerafuke Rechaikim. Truth is, he doesn't even need that. This is by Kohen Gadol, and Rechaikim was already excluded from Kohen Hedgen. Nafshoyz, what is the Lashon Rabim? Lavuki reveals them, Ashadiyatu Mishnei Mesim, Shemetam Baboyo. Shemetam Ako Nafshoyz, Plural, Mes, Layavoy, two Reviasin can make a person Tame Baboyo. Dr. Mishnah Baitar, Elul Tumas, and Nazim Regaleach. Alameis, Gzayis Men Ameis, which is going to be a discussion in the Gemara, that if Gzayis Men Ameis, by the way, all these Tumas are Metami a person Baboyo. Whatever the Mishnah lists, except for one at the end, is Matami a person when he walks into the room. Ameis, Gzayis Men Ameis, Gzayis Netzel, which is the liquid that comes out of Ameis, Amoli Tar V'Drekav, a ladleful of decomposed mace dust, Ala Shedra, a Shedra by itself, Ala Gagailus, a skull by itself, Al Avim and Ameis, Matame, Al Avim and Achai, Yeshola Basa Karoi. Avim and Achai has to have a certain amount of flesh. Avim and Ameis has to have flesh, sinews, and bones, but it doesn't have to have a certain amount of flesh, just has flesh. Avim and Achai needs enough flesh on it that it would recover had it remained attached. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say this, but I'm cheating. Chatzi lug dam is really a chiddush, because a revius dam and a revius kavatzamas is matamah bayol. But a nazir would not be megaleach. This is the chiddush. This is the one tumah, the two tumahs, that is matamah bayol, but he's not megaleach. The Mishnah will say that later. Only if it's a double shear. But that's halacha l'maishim esinai. V'amagam v'amatam v'olam. All these things, another would be megaleach, whether it's maga, mas, or oil. Now, the next one is al-etem kasaira, a fragment of a bone. We weren't sure if it's a whole bone or a fragment of a bone. That is the size of a barley. A maga v'amasoy, touching and carrying it, but not an oil. Al-eilu anazim megaleach, maza b'shlishu b'shvi, saizu esna koi kaidman, it takes apart the previous days, v'eilu maschul limna esalat yitor, v'yimeh, until it comes tor, period. Or maybe it's carbonized. So the Gemara is going to have a shayla. Can he count before he brings his carbon? Or does he have to bring his carbon? Do you put a period in there or not? Tana Rabbana. Achim b'tirazim shor amey ramalem rabbi yudu l'tamina v'ayichnuzu tamina ramey l'kan. I don't want ramey students here. They should come trunim heim. They argue. They're arguers. But loy lumatai reinboim. They're not interested in learning from me. They're interested in slugging me up. Zachek sumchus, who was the Talmud mubik of ramey, v'nichnus, and he came in. He quoted Rameir's Mishnah. Didn't I say they shouldn't come here if they should confront him? Isn't that an extra statement? Rameir died. Yehuda cuss, Yehuda got angry, and Yaisi shasak, and Yaisi keeps quiet. Nobody's going to say an answer. Tyra Mateela, what's going to be with Tyra? People are going to think Rameir's statements are not to be taken seriously. Rabbi Yaisi, the Nitzchah Lameish, ain't love Zayas Basar. A mace that doesn't have a Zayas Basar. Still Matame if it's a whole mace, not if it's a part of a mace. Therefore, Zayas Mena Mace is Zayas Basar. This is a mace that has no Zayas. Frech to Gemara, Badayin Yoyim Al-Ever Mimena Megaleach, Hakula Lechikotchkin. Still, I'll Aver. He has Aver. Aver and Ameis is Matame. So why do I need Mace? It said Aver and Ameis. So why did the Mishnah have to say Mace? And for the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yechon. Said it all us. But the Mishnah did the same thing over there. Ameis on Zayas and Ameis. When Israel and Nefesh when the Skashri Bar begin, it's going on a Nefo that did not develop sinews, and therefore the aver doesn't matame, because the aver needs bone, meat, and sinews. And still, a mace, a whole mace, even if it doesn't have a aver and it doesn't have a gzayis basar, is matame. Because the Mishnah here didn't mention those two things. That if you have 125 bones, even if it's not a kav, a revius of bones, or a kav, a chatzi kav, or you have a roiv binyanai, which is the two thighs and a leg, or two legs and a thigh, to shayla the Gemara, still, it's matame, shein ben roiv batzamas. Now, Rava did not say that on the Mishnah Nalas, because the Mishnah Nalas said roiv binyan, roiv binyan. Right? So it wouldn't answer the Mishnah Nalas. Rava said it on this Mishnah. And the chiddush is that even though the Mishnah Allah says it's matame b'ayo, that doesn't mean the nazir is megaleach. I see that from chatzi kav atzamas. So therefore, Rabbi came and said that that's why the Mishnah wrote al ha'meis to tell me that this is makes the nazir be megaleach. Something in my right. Avzayis meis, avzayis netzel, beizet netzel, baser ha'meis shekarash, the flesh of a meis that decomposed and then gelled, u'mayo shersiach, or juice. I hate to say juice, liquid that bubbles. Now the Gemara assumes now that the bubbling or gelling is not a sign. We don't know whether it's the essence of the mace or from the saliva and the mucus. Kikaris mayavi. So how is the gel araya? El di adinan di didayu. We know it's from its essence. I forgot the loykaris. Amri abirmi bistam. You're making a mistake. Nothing else will gel except the essence of the mace. So he's arguing the fact. There's a change of facts here. He's saying it just won't happen what you asked. Yes, netzel behema. Is there a tumus netzel by animals? Ayay netzel behema. Mi amina, do we say ki gmiri netzel dasi mi adam? Gmiri netzel is only if it comes from a human. Avu dasi mi behema loy. Adam loyshna. Now the Gemara explains. According to the Man Damer, it says that once it's not edible by humans, it's not nevela. It remains a food item, but it's not nevela. So there's no shayla, shaker. Once it's netzel, it's not edible, so it can't be nevela. The one that says it remains a nevela till it's not edible by dogs, what are you going to say? Right? What are you going to say? Is it nevela or not? It's a netzel. It's edible by dogs. Melted in this. This is by fat. By the vela. Right. Even bechama, it should remain the vela. But the Gemara aims from chalei baser dasriach. Bechama, even the dasriach have a leyafer. That gets even not royal kelov. That becomes even not fit for a dog. But the Gemara writes it tonight. Kala nitzuk tar. All nitzuk vertical attachments through a stream. It's tahar, it doesn't go up. Chutz mitzvah sazifim, tuk shatim in the rush. Either the one you forge, you add water, or the one that comes from the city of Zifim, vatzipichas, and that is a fried kind of dish with honey. Meshami ayimim av hamikvash of Greetson, they say even the dish of beans, the shalpul, or Greetson is, no, grits, it's wheat, and pul is beans. They say, so let us lock around, and they say the reason, because it moves up. When you stop, it goes back up, the, I don't know what you call it,
That explains the porridge, that one, but how about the first...
But that he says it for all three. Beishamai, they're saying the reason for all three.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the other two do it also. How about salads? Where there's no elasticity. Yes, nitzuklaik, lemayin nitzuklaik. Mi aminim shim de ismei riri. That even the Tanakama, who doesn't hold like Beishamai, they're just arguing in the degree of elasticity. Lahani lesbu riri. And solids don't have elasticity. Adum shim de smichamu. Maybe the reason the Tanakama says the first will be considered them solid. And all solids, lahu asmicham, and they're solid. Now, the Gemara Rabba Tashima. Chelev ameishu shalom bitikai. You have chelev ameish, that's a whole gzayas, and you melted it. Tamei. I am a furor b'tichai tahar. If it was pieces and you melted it together, it's tahar. Because chiburei adam is not matame. V'yisam kadai tachai nitzik b'aychlem. Shalom b'tichai nami l'tahar. Because when you put it together, it bubbles and goes up and down. That's nitzuk. And then it goes back. That's chiburei b'day adam. is a raya that we say nitzuk is a chibur, right? That is by eichlin, because this is eichlin. This is a solid. Rav Zeira, no, my bread, Ravina, Tagim, the Hakim, my skin, and the body, the Mirta, Clay, Saka, Amud, the Nur, the Pumi, the Vana, the Karish. It's a Kula Gabi Adadi. You put a fire on top of it, so it 10 feet, it made the whole thing in one shot. Didn't bubble, it just in one shot became solid.
That's when it's Matame?
That's when it's
Matame. Does it
kind of
remain in the state?
It never had Nitzuk, never separated. Amule Ravina, the Ravashi, Tashima. Because they have elasticity. The Gemara assumes that the Tanakhama agrees to that Svara, just a question of degree. Who says the Tanakhama agrees to elasticity? Maybe he doesn't even agree to the elasticity.
So why, according to Tanakhama?
Because it's solid. Those two are considered solid.
That they would be
that's why they're and therefore be all solids.
But what
Beishamai
said is not solid.
No, they're going on something that's not solid. They say the reason. They say because it's elasticity.
So they don't agree to it there. They disagree.
There's a machoikas.
Whether they agree to
Beishamai? No. Tanakhama definitely doesn't agree to Beishamai. Question is why? Is it because he doesn't like the degree of elasticity there? But he agrees to the svar of elasticity?
Right.
Or is it because he holds a different reason completely?
In Beishamai, he might have two reasons.
No, Beishamai has one reason.
Elasticity is the only...
Exactly.
We're saying it's also solid, according to the...
Beishamai doesn't hold them solid.
Why not? How do we know that? Maybe people...
Maybe. If that's not in the Metanakama, maybe he does. We have no proof at all.
He said it, but he gave a reason only.
He gave a. We don't know that. Did he give a reason for one? Did he give a reason for three?
So it could be.